With its elongated and forked shape, Lake Como is a decidedly atypical lake. Its Como branch is the deepest and most ancient. Its history began between 20 to 15 million years ago, when the young river Adda made its way over the lands that were emerging from the sea water. When the Mediterranean almost totally dried up, about 5.5 million years ago, the Adda Valley competed with the Grand Canyon. Today, it is 419 meters deep, but before reaching down to the bottom, it is filled with a further 600 meters of fluvial, marine, and glacial sediments. The Lecco branch appeared much later due to the activation of a long fault, a moving fracture in the Earth's crust. The resulting depression is now filled with lake water. Even if the river Adda changed direction and now flows into the Lecco branch of the lake, the origins of the two branches are thus completely different, fluvial for the Como branch and tectonic for the Lecco branch. Contrary to the old theories that related the origins of the great pre-alpine lakes to glaciers scouring, these effectively occupied pre-existing valleys, but the glaciers just used them as the easiest way to reach down to the Lombardy Plain. For at least 7,000 years, this waterway between the plain and the Alps was also favoured by humans. It was quick and easy to use, especially for goods. Until the tunnelled road was built in 1832, the land road along the eastern side of the lake featured rocky precipices, which forced travellers to make deviations and tricky climbs. In winter, then, the road could be made impracticable by mud and ice. Not so the waters of the lake. Boats exploited the Tivano, a wind that blows from the north in the morning to sail from Colico to Lecco, while the Breva, which blows in the opposite direction from midday, took them back northwards. Over thousands of years, Lake Como has been a waterway that has brought economic, social, and cultural development.